We continue our learning of the Mishmas Davi B'Menachem Rishon Rav Yaakov B'Pinchas Leo Win Rav Kama Perek Gimel Mishnah Zayin Hamavakea Eight Berushus Hayachad. Person who's chopping wood in a private domain, his own backyard, let's say, and he has every right to chop wood there. But V'Hizik Berushus Harabim. What happened was that some of the pieces of wood flew up into Berushus Harabim and caused damage, injured someone, or Berushus Harabim. Let's say he's chopping wood in Berushus Harabim. V'Hizik Berushus Hayachad. And now pieces of wood fly into someone else's yard, and they cause damage, even though it's a private area, and you don't have a lot of people there, so maybe there's less of a chance that someone would be hurt. Or b'rishus hayachid, let's say he's in his own b'rishus hayachid chopping wood, v'hizik b'rishus hayachid acher, and the wood flew into another private domain. So here he had the right to chop wood, and also you don't have a lot of people who are in the makom hanezek where the wood ended up falling, so maybe he shouldn't have had to think about the potential of someone being damaged, someone being injured. It says the Mishnah, in all of these cases, Chayev, he has an obligation to pay. He's liable to pay for the Nezek, because Adamur Laolam, he had to take into account the possibility that he could cause damage, and therefore he had to be extra cautious. He's going to be Chayev because he was not. Perek Imol, Mishnah Ches. Shnei Shvarim Tamim Shechavlu Ze Ezeh. He had a case where two oxen gored one another. They caused damage to one another. So here you have, Reuven Shor, and it damaged Shimon Shor, and Shimon Shor damaged Reuven Shor. So the Mishnah here says, obviously we know that if it's a short time, so the first three times you pay only Chasi Nezek. But here you have a case where both animals were a short time. Each one damaged the other, and the value, as we'll see, the value of the damage is going to be different. So how do we evaluate the chatzi nezek in such a circumstance? So the Mishnah says, "Mishalmin b'mosar chatzi nezek." What we do is we pay. B'mosar means the extra, meaning obviously there's a difference between the different values. So the discrepancy between the two. So one damaged more than the other. So what we do is you pay b'mosar the excess chatzi nezek. So we're going to explain the Mishnah two ways. The way the Rush learns the Mishnah is as follows. Let's say Reuven Shor damages Goris Shimon Shor 100 zuz value, which means Reuven Shor caused more damage to Shimon Shor than Shimon to Reuven Shor. Shimon's ox damaged Reuven only 40 zuz. So once again, Reuven damaged Shimon Shor 100 zuz value worth, and Shimon Shor damaged Reuven Shor only 40 zuz. So here, obviously Reuven, the discrepancy here shows that Reuven's the one who's going to have to pay out, because Reuven ended up causing more damage to Shimon. He caused 100 and Shimon only caused 40. So what is he going to pay? So says the way the Rosh understand the Mishnah, what does it mean? Mishalmid b'mosar chatzi nezek? Reuven paid Shimon 30 zuz. Why is that 30 zuz? Well, the discrepancy was 60, because Reuven Shor damaged Shimon Shor 100. Shimon Shor davened Reuven only 40. The difference between that is 60. And Chatzi Nezek of that is going to be 30. So since the Tam only pays Chatzi Nezek, that's what you do. Okay, we'll understand the Mishnah in a different way after we go through all of the cases in the Mishnah. Shneim mu'adim, let's say both of the oxen who injured each other are mu'ad. Said mishalmin mimosa nezek shalim. So you pay the difference between them, the full damage, which means in our case, where we have 100 zuz, Reuven damaged Shimon Shor 100 zuz, and Shimon Reuven Shor 40 zuz, the difference was 60. So instead of paying 30, because that was the case at the time, he's going to pay 60, because it's a muad. You pay the full difference, which is 60 zuz, is what Reuven is going to pay Shimon. Echad tam v'echad muad. So let's say one shore is a tam, one's a muad. So muad b'tam. If the muad is the one that caused damage to the tam, which means it caused more damage to the tam. Let's say Reuven shore was a muad and Shimon shore was a tam. So the muad causes 100 zuz of damage to the tam, and the tam causes 40 zuz damage to the muad. Mishalim b'mosar nezek shalim. Reuven, which is a muad, has to pay the difference full, which is what? 100 minus 40, which is 60 zuz. But tam b'muad, let's say the tam damaged the muad more. Let's say Rumain shore was a shore tam, and Shimon shore was a shore muad. So, and now when the 100 damaged the 40, but the 100 which damaged is the damage, which means the tam did the $100 worth of damage, and the muad did the $40 worth of damage. So mishalim b'mosa chatzi nezek. Reuven has to pay Shimon the half of the difference, which is going to be the difference, of course, is 60. He pays 30 zuz. So that's what we said. What does moser mean according to this explanation? It's the moser hachavala. We're saying you pay the excess, the difference, the differential between 140, which is the value of the injury. That's what we're evaluating. So that's one way to understand the Mishnah. However, and the Chiddush here, of course, is that the liability of the Tam is going to be, as we said, Chatzi Nezek, but the Chatzi Nezek here is going to be the Chatzi Nezek, the Chatzi Nezek of the value of the animals, the value of the injury. That is one way to explain the Mishnah. However, the Rambam understand the Mishnah that the Mosar, the excess that's being paid here, is not the Mosar Chavala, but it's the Mosar Chiyuv HaTashlumin. Now, what's the difference between the Mosar HaChavala, which is the value of the injury, versus the Chiyuv HaTashlumin? So let's take our case. If Reuven shore, let's go to the case where we have a muad and a tam, that last case. So Reuven shore is the muad and Shimon shore is the tam. So that means the muad was mazik, the tam, as we said, 100 zuz. The tam, the muad, 40 zuz. What does Reuven pay? So Reuven doesn't pay 60, as the Rush said, the way you understand it. That's when you're evaluating the chavala, the injury. Reuven pays is going to pay 80 zuz. Why is it 80 zuz? Because Reuven, who is the Baal Hamuad, is paying Shimon a nezek shalem, subtracting the chatzi nezek that he is supposed to get from Shimon. So meaning what? He damaged 100 zuz. Shimon damaged what? 40 zuz. So what would the payment of Shimon be? Shimon's payment would be 20 zuz because he pays chatzi nezek. So we're not looking at the injury, the value of the injury. We're looking at what he would have to pay. Since Shimon would have to pay Reuven a half of 40, which is 20. So you know what Reuven pays Shimon? Not 100, which is what he caused damage, and he's a muad, but you take 100 minus the 20 and you have 80. And let's say the shore of Reuven was a tam and the shore of Shimon was a muad, where the tam was mazik, the muad 100 zuz, and the muad, the tam 100 zuz. So what would Reuven pay Shimon? Only 10 zuz. Why? Well, what would the Mishnah say? Tam b'muad mishali b'moser chatzi nezek. Reuven, who's the Baal HaTam, pays Shimon half nezek, because he's a tam, minus the nezek that Shimon is chayiv to him. Since Shimon is chayiv to him, what? 50, because remember, Shimon caused, the damage that Shimon caused was 100, and half of that is 50. So now you take away 40, and we have 10. So think about this last case. Reuven's shore is the tam. He caused, as he said, 100 zuz damage to Shimon. Very nice. So, but he's also a tam. So what's his, not what's the injury, but rather what's his liability? What's his tashlumen? His tashlumen is only 50 because he's chatzi nezek. Very nice. And what is Shimon chayiv to Reuven? Well, Shimon's animal is a muad. So Shimon is chayiv 40, and we don't split that in half because the animal was a muad. So if the tashlumen of Reuven is 50 because he's a tam and he's the chatzi nezek of 100, and that which Shimon, his animal is a muad, has to pay is 40, so 50 minus 40. Is 10. Then the Mishnah says, "V'chein shnei anashim shechavlu zeh bazeh mishalmi b'moso nezek shalim." Two men who injure one another. So here we do the same thing. Adam muad la'olam. So therefore, we're going to, whatever we said when it came to two shvarim, two oxen that are muad who damage one another, you pay an excess nezek shalim. So the same thing is true when it comes to two people. Adam muad. Let's say a man injured a shor muad or a muad ba'adam, also mishalim b'moso nezek shalim. Shalin, because the Adam is always a Mu'ad, Adam Mu'ul Olam, and the Shor in this case is a Mu'ad. Let's say Adam Etam Etam Adam, so Adam Etam Mishalim Abosar Nezek Shalin. If the person caused injury to the Tam more than the Tam injured him, so he has to pay in excess Nezek Shalin. And the way we explain that regarding the animals would apply here to the person and the animal as well. Tam Ba'adam Mishalim Abosar Chatzi Nezek. And if the Tam caused damage to the person, so more than the person to the Tam, so then he has to pay Bamosa Chatzi Nezek, however we interpreted that when it came to the animals. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, this is an exception. Af Tam Shachava Ba'adam Mishalim Bamosa Nezek Shalim. Rabbi Akiva believes that a Tam who injures a person, a Tam who injures another shore, okay, so then that has his own halacha. But a Tam, they pay Chatzi Nezek Bamosa. But if a Tam injures a person, that owner of the short Tam also pays Nezek Shalim. Why is a short Tam paying Nezek Shalim? Just because the injury is a person? Because Rabbi Akiva holds that a Tam that gores a person pays Nezek Shalim. When did you learn this from? So this is based on a Pasuk. The Tanakam interprets the Pasuk one way. Rabbi Akiva interprets the Pasuk another way. What does the Pasuk say? O ben yigach o basi gach kamishpat hazeh ye aselo. If an animal, let's say, gores a person, a son or a daughter, a boy or a girl, kamishpat hazeh ye aselo. You should do this law, this rule should apply. Now, what rule? So the Tanakhama says it means whatever rule applied to shore and shore, so too the rule applies shore to an adam. That's what it means. If a shore gores a person, kamishpat hazeh ye aselo, the same rule as we said previously, which is a shore and a shore. So therefore, if it's a shore tam, it pays chatzi nezek, and when it comes to killing a person, and what do you pay nezek shali? The same thing that applies, since it applied to animals, it applies to a person. But the Kiva says, no, that's what Kamishpat Hazeh means, because Kamishpat Hazeh is going right on the psukim that preceded. Just like this rule, what rule? The rule that we read in the psukim that come right before this. The psukim that come right before this, this pas was pasuk obein yigach, obas yigach, kamishpat hazeh yasel, is pasuk laman aleph in Shmos chaf aleph in Parashas Mishpatim. The psukim that come before that, pasuk chaf tes and pasuk lamed, is speaking just about a shor amuad. So what it says, kamishpat hazeh, it means I want you to follow. When it comes to a shor injuring or killing a person, I want you to follow the rules of a shore mu'ad. So that means that even if it's a shore tam, since we're speaking about damaging a person, so you're going to follow the rules of shore mu'ad, and therefore you're going to pay nezek shalim. However, even if Akiva holds, based on the pasuk ye'asel lo, it has to be, it's only migufa. Remember shore tam, we had a couple of halachas, not only to pay chatzi nezek, but you pay migufa. You never pay more than its own value. So that Rabbi Akiva doesn't disagree with. A shore tam will pay nezek shalim, but it'll never pay more than his own value.